Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Hi, I hope you all had a blessed and beautiful and abundant Thanksgiving. We had 30 people here. It was crazy, and it was just one of the best Thanksgivings I think we've ever had. It just rocked. So much joy. Dogs running around, babies. Probably most people that would have walked in and seen my dining room would have thought we were just crazy, and we are. We were crazy with love. So please know how thankful I am for all of you and for this amazing community that we have. And know that my strong intention is to ripple this work out this year. Expansion, expansion, expansion. That's what we're all about. So get the word out. Bring your friends in. You know how powerful this work is. Don't keep it a secret with the people you love. Okay, I want to thank Catherine. She brought to our attention, you know, the body book that I work with and believe in quite strongly. I guess it's on sale now on Amazon for $85. Which is a huge deal in comparison to what I purchased it for. So thanks for the heads up on that. Tuesday, if you'd like to participate, Tony Robbins is doing a big push to eliminate hunger in the world. It's hashtag Feeding America on Facebook. Hashtag Feeding America Facebook. And it's Tuesday. And remember what the channel says. It's your opportunity to choose that you have enough. Even if you donate a dollar, guys, it is a statement to your consciousness that you have enough to share with other people. It's what tithing is based on. And we know that when we commit tithing, the money in our lives increase. It's a law. And so I encourage you to participate on Tuesday around Feeding America. Just sold our first Bupalopalu books. Yes, it's out. You can get it on the same website if you go to Bupalopalu on Amazon, or you can go to IMD Wallace and go to the Bupalopalu site, and it's available there. So excited about this limited edition. It's simple. It's for very young children, and you'll get a lot out of it too if you really apply what you're reading. Okay, guys, if you didn't hear the autoimmune webinar, I'm sure there are people today that will hopefully let you know how powerful it was. Dr. Brodici was just absolutely incredible. This information can be life-changing to a lot of you. Well, the channel's saying to everyone, because everybody knows somebody, if it's not them, with autoimmune dysfunction. Basically, the main lessons the main messages that channel wants you to have is do not turn against yourself in any way, which brings us, as usual, back to the core, which is self-love. Do not turn against yourself in any way. Feed yourself the food that strengthens your body. Think the thoughts that strengthen your spirit and your energy. Be in relationships with people that say, yes, you are fabulous. And oh my gosh, isn't the world great? You know, choose to do the things that support yourself in knowing your own magnificence. And the other huge thing that came through in the webinar was, you know, we talk a lot about the charge going out, that the charge of anger or love or fear or knowing, whatever charge it is that you're sending out, it goes out to the ionosphere, bounces back and gets returned to you. And the channel during the webinar said, yes, and we want you to know whatever charge you are, you're sending within also. And that is what is creating your health, your state of health within your body. So again, we come back to the very simple but elusive to some core of self-love. The more you can love yourself and honor yourself in every way, the healthier you are in every subject of your life, including money. They wanted to talk a minute about gratitude, which ties into the holiday we all just celebrate. Gratitude, when we live in an attitude of gratitude, in a state of gratitude, in the frequency and charge of gratitude, it takes us into a place of acceptance, which takes us into a place of peacefulness, which eliminates that stress and that stressful state, which is the big cause of inflammation, not only in our bodies, but in our spirits. And that attributes, inflammation attributes to us breaking down, our body breaking down, our spirit breaking down. And that creates the climate for autoimmune. So I would encourage you this season to live as much as you can, and you can because you have choice and dominion over this, to live in gratitude and self-love. And I'm talking about self-love in the highest way, right? Knowing your own magnificence so that you can see it in everyone else. And they gave me the phrase, why can't every day be like Christmas, where we are giving and we are caring? Because when we're giving and we're caring, we are usually, unless we are giving ourselves up, and that is different than giving. I want to be clear about that. They're not talking about giving yourself up and giving to the point where you take advantage of yourself. They're talking about joyful giving and caring. You can always be in charge of creating those attributes in your life, those charges, those states. You're in charge creating, living in the giving and the caring. And what we want to let go of is the belief that I have to control others to create me. There's a lot up with calcium and calcium deposits and rise of calcium in the body, too much calcium in the body, right? And when I go to the body book, it's all about a hardening of the attitudes. So it's belief systems that we're not willing to give up that are hardening our bodies and not letting us live in flow. So they want you to know it's not possible to control anybody else, including politically. Not possible, but it's always possible for you to create who you are through your giving and caring. And giving to yourself, by the way, is a big part of that. Okay, so I can go to the calls now. Before we go to the calls, I want to bring all of us in balance because we get much higher information when we come into balance. So we're stating that our hearts are open front and back, merged with our whole brain. Our chakras are open, spinning in the right direction, perfectly balanced. Our hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point, and we are aligned with Source and the Source of Love. And so it is. And we're going to Janica in Georgia. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, I just had a question. I just want confirmation on the right woman for me.
The right woman for you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so Janica, how long have you been following us? How long have you been part of the community? So you know and understand I'm not a psychic.
Oh.
I'm a channel.
Okay.
Okay, so I can give you, they want to give you this, and try and hold on to this now and follow what I'm saying. You have not found the right person yet because you are not in alignment yourself with giving you that gift. So the way energy works is if we want to attract something, we have to be the vibration of what we want to attract. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want someone, if you are putting out the intention into the universe, I want a woman to come in and be my partner, to love me, to honor me, to respect me. There's another one that's important for you. To be equal. That's the highest thing for you, to be equal with you. And you haven't gotten clear about that, that that's not something that challenges you. That's something that's going to enhance a relationship for you, is if you bring in a strong person equal to your energy. Is this resonating with you?
Yes.
Okay. So you get that in alignment. You get that in alignment within yourself. The partner will appear.
Okay.
Okay? Great. Okay. Question and a great answer from the channel. Thank you, darling.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you bet. We're going to Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi, honey, you're on.
Oh, hey, Dee. I've been trying to get into, you know, I made this decision to take the year off, and then, of course, I'm always doing all this stuff. You know, I have lists of things to do, and then we were talking about kind of slowing down and getting into harmony with the environment.
Yep.
And I just wanted to get clarity on, you know, so I guess there's just this, I feel like I need to be doing more right now. I'm not doing enough. I don't.
Well, that's your challenge. And there's nothing to be more clear on. You have your clarity. You're just not following it. That's
okay.
Why, you know, I really need to go to the gym. You already have the answer, but you have to take the action. So your action right now is to, well, these are the highest words, mellow out.
Okay.
It's a real challenge for you. It's a real challenge for me, too. You know, I've said earlier in my life, the only way I'll stop is when I get sick. And so I created a lot of that. You don't want to create that, do you?
No.
No. So what is the fear behind not being busy, Phyllis?
Well, I feel like I have a pattern of not finishing projects. I have 3 books I haven't finished. I've won awards for my writing. I mean, yeah, it's this fear, like, I need to finish, you know, I'm going to be dead soon.
Okay, well, what's the fear of finishing then?
You know, I think too, it's not good enough. It has to be perfect.
Well,
yeah, I think that's it.
That's what it feels like. But what the channel is saying is you're really in fear of finding out absolutely 100% for once and for all that you're the power, the joy, the love, and the choice, and you have dominion over everything about you.
Wow.
And that is where your gift is, but you got to finish this stuff to feel that. Trust me, I know. I put Conscious Creation down and didn't finish it for a year. And if I hadn't had the reading with John Edward, where my husband came through and said, you have got to write, you've got to finish this writing. And now the channel is coming through me telling you the same thing. So are you going to do it or not? You want something to do, go do that. They're giving you time to finish and complete what you're supposed to do. And now you've got to move on that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Dee.
Yeah, guys, you know, if you call and you get your answer, or you ask and you get your answer, and you don't move on your answer, don't keep asking the same question, because you've already got your assignment. If you're going to pass, you got to do the assignment now. Then you get more assignments that open up your world even more. I'm telling all of you, if you haven't seen the movie Arrival, especially if you channel, man, you got to see that movie. So powerful, about trusting the messages that you're given, trusting the guidance that you're given. That's what that movie is all about. Blew me away. A lot of people can't put together what's going on in it. I think everybody in this community is going to love it. Okay, Susan in Niagara Falls, you're on, honey.
Oh, hi. Yes, I'm doing much, much better.
Good.
I even had Thanksgiving dinner with my neighbor, who hardly ever talks to me, which is really fun. And she.
Okay, so what shifted in you, Susan? What shifted in you that allowed that to happen? You see, she didn't just all of a sudden start talking to you.
I don't know. I can't really pinpoint it.
Okay, well, the channel would like to pinpoint it for all the community so we can understand, because the principle is you shift you, everything around you shifts. It was something during the autoimmune webinar that you got, and it was the information about the charge that we send out is the charge that we send within ourselves also. That shifted something in you that allowed you to let go of trying to control other people.
Okay.
Wow. That came in so fast, I don't even know what I said. But basically, you opened yourself up to allow other people's energy to be dealt with in a kind way, instead of a judgmental way. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, that does.
Well, let me act back for you. Yeah, that does. That doesn't convince me that you got it.
That's because I'm in a situation right now that I'm not too sure I'm too happy about.
Well, then again, you already have your own answer. If you're not happy about something, that is your first guidance to say something's wrong here, Susan. Either you're out of alignment with what you're saying you want, or you want something that's out of alignment with what's best for you.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, So don't go there. That's like, you know, that's like going to the gym and going to the wrong gym and working the wrong part of your body that's going to exacerbate the problem you have.
Okay.
Right?
That makes sense. Yep.
If it's not working for you guys, either get yourself in alignment so it does work or get the hell out of the situation. There's only two options, okay? The rest of it is turning against yourself. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Now I get that you got it. Now I can hear the vibration in your voice that you got it and you have direction enough to take action. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That was so valuable for everybody to hear, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on. They want
to
add one.
Okay.
They want to add one more thing to please look up that elimination diet. We sent out links to everybody that would help you find the stuff. They really want you to focus on that, Susan. It's going to help you a lot.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Yeah, I will.
All right, darling. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay. We're rolling today. Jereen in South Dakota, you're on, babe.
Yeah. What guidance does the channel have for us with an insurance settlement like expected tomorrow?
Well, the first word that comes up, Jereen, is trust. Why are you out of trust? There's a little part of you that is out of trust about what?
Probably money, because it's money.
Well, yeah, but what about money? See, this is the core to all your money.
Okay.
Why are you out? Okay, now we're going to the sheets. Now we're going to a core belief. Okay. See, we had to have enough guidance to open that up so you would bring it in. This page here. Here, for those of you that are new, the sheets I work with are a compilation of 30 years of channeled information here. Okay. These aren't the highest words. The core belief is written, I have to struggle to conquer. And they want to replace conquer with receive. I have to struggle to receive. And this is very much a part of your money challenges. You don't have to struggle to receive anything, guys. You have to allow yourselves to receive. This is what I want. I get myself in alignment with it. I take action. I allow the universe to deliver to me. Okay? So can you feel the struggle you have around receiving money?
Yeah.
Okay, they want to give you another piece of it now, sheets. But give me a song, please, any song that pops in.
Dance.
Yeah. Money needs to be more joyful, Jereen.
Okay.
Can you, you know, like, they're showing me Gene Kelly singing in the rain, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, usually when they give me that, there's a joy along with, oh, my God, it's raining. So there's a collapse there of joy has to come with struggle, with the rain somehow. And that's a belief you don't want to own. Money is joy. I want you all to think of money as another relationship because that's what it is. So if you want to have a happy relationship, you don't want to look at somebody and go, you know what, I have to struggle a lot to have a relationship with you because I have a belief that the more I struggle in this relationship, the happier I'm going to be. And most people are going to go, well, I'm out of here then. I'm not going into a love relationship to experience struggle. Well, money's the same way, baby. So can you just open your arms and go, yeah, come on in? I mean, if you know it's going to if you know it's going to happen tomorrow, what are you worried about anyway? That it's not going to happen? Jereen?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
But you know that it's coming tomorrow, right? Okay. So do you see how you're dicking around with yourself and putting yourself through all this instead of going, yay, it's happening tomorrow. Aren't I lucky? Come on in.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, this is an old game. Yeah, this is an old game, Jereen, that you play with yourself, especially in money. And this is your opportunity to change that forever so that you don't have to struggle with money anymore. Do you understand?
Yep. Yep.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's move on. Okay. Thank you, darling.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, guys, no. Do you understand from what I was talking about at the beginning of the show? Being in harmony with what you want doesn't mean struggle and worry. Struggle and worry pushes away what you want. Okay? I want everybody to get that. If you want to create more of what you want, joy and love, joy and love, joy and love. That's what it feels like when you get what you want. All right, we're going to Emily in California.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Oh, amazing. Amazing call. And the webinar was incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I just want to follow up. When I went back and re-listened to my part, I was asking about the rash around my mouth, and we got to a fear of change. And the highest thing that came out was speaking the truth to myself about my power.
Exactly.
And I've been doing that, and it feels amazing.
Yeah.
It does.
Loving yourself feels amazing.
Yes. And it was, I can't describe what the shift was in me, but it was like, oh, this, I don't know, telling the truth to myself, it always seemed like I would have to be admitting horrible things that I wasn't willing to see. And it just suddenly shifted. It was like, oh my God, no, telling the truth to myself is acknowledging my magnificence.
You bet.
And somehow putting those two things together.
I got chills.
Yeah. It's shifted everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Because you see, it's your ego, everybody, that's telling you you're not magnificent. But we've been taught from the time we were knee-high to a grasshopper that saying we're awesome and magnificent isn't okay. That we're not nice girls and boys if we say that. But the truth is, if you look at any little kid before 2 years old, they flip and know how awesome they are. They're full of joy. I rule the world. It's all about me. And then we take it away just like they took it away from that, from us. You know, give it back to yourselves. Give yourselves back the joy of knowing how awesome you are. And yes, it changes everything. It changes the entire way that you look at the world. All the perspectives that you have will shift because the perspective of yourself shifts, right?
Right, right. And the ego lives and feeds off of that feeling bad part.
Yep. That's why they call it the altered ego.
Mm. Yeah. The piece I wanted to ask about is when we went back to when I was 8 years old, and it had to do with my mother. And what I brought up is that when I was around 8, we moved from Idaho to California. But I wasn't clear what the piece was connected to my mother about that. I know that she did not want to make that move. I also remember that around that time when I was 8, I put it together I did the math and basically figured out that my mom was pregnant when my parents got married. And I remember feeling like, oh, it's my fault she had to marry him.
Yep.
And having a knowing that she wasn't really happy in the marriage.
Yep. You knew that in the womb, by the way.
Uh-huh.
See, and it's my fault, it's my fault, it's my fault.
Yep.
Do you recognize that statement or that feeling in your life a lot?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's a lie. She chose to create that, and you chose to come in and be the child born from that, so you could learn in this lifetime, I'm not responsible for somebody else's creation. I'm only responsible for knowing how magnificent I am.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And she has supported me and helped me a lot in the last couple of years.
Yeah, because she feels guilty.
She
feels guilty. And then you feel guilty for letting her feel guilty and do that. Can you just get over all that, Emily? It was divinely planned out so that you would both learn the lessons. You've learned yours now. She hasn't. She hasn't learned that there's nothing to be guilty about.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, because I can feel like that. Go ahead.
She's still living out her mother's lesson to her that she's a bad little girl for doing that. It's very buried. It's very, very buried down, as most of our things are, guys. We keep hiding from ourselves the reasons that we're giving ourselves an excuse to feel bad. And you don't have to find them all. You just have to go, screw this. I'm feeling great about myself, and that's all there is to it.
Uh-huh. Yep. And when you say feeling bad, you mean it was about getting pregnant before being married?
Yeah.
For her. Yeah. Yep.
And she's carried that guilt all her life because her mom told her she should. And her church told her she should. And society told her she should. They were wrong. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Whatever you have done that you feel is wrong in this world, can you be your own Christ and forgive yourself for Christ's sake?
Yeah.
Forgive yourself. Accept yourself. Love yourself. That's the message of science, of spirituality, and believe it or not, of religion. You know, all religions, they're saying. Buddhism. Mm. Love yourself. Come into harmony with love. And then everything else balances out. All right, my love?
Yeah, awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love
Got
you
it.
Too. Great, great questions. Man, what a show. Anna in New York. Hi, you're on.
Hi, good morning.
Hi,
or
sweetheart.
Good afternoon. My question is, I've been having some issues around my solar plexus area. When I wake up in the morning, it's like inflammation stuff. And even though my food has been fine, I still get it. And
is it like heartburn, or how does it manifest, Anna?
It's like a burning in the stomach. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
On top of the belly.
Yeah, well, when that happens in the morning, you know what I want you to do is I want you to prop your head up kind of like you would be sleeping on a wedge and see if that helps. If it does help, then for sure it's acid reflux. And they're saying your food has more to do with it. See, guys, that's why I want you to listen to this webinar. This autoimmune webinar, if you can, and if you didn't, because food, all autoimmune starts in our gut. Everything starts in our gut. Alzheimer's, cancer, indigestion, all thyroid, all colon, everything of the major diseases of today starts and is connected to the good bacteria in your gut. When you said something about food, that all your food is good, they want you to understand that food can be good and not good for you. And there are some people that are really fine with dairy, and there are other people that eat dairy and think they're fine with it, and they're not at all. So
yeah, I caught yogurt. I caught like all the sweeteners.
Yeah, you don't want to do sweeteners at all, guys. I can tell you that. And you don't want to do sugar.
I caught equal. I mean, I caught stevia.
Well, sometimes stevia, and I know this because one of my best friends just went through this, and she is, I mean, she doesn't eat anything that's not organic, blah, blah, blah. She's on top of it all. And she carried stevia with her, and that was one of her biggest problems.
Yeah,
so
it was.
You got to find out. Yeah, you have to find out what is your triggers are. But right now, you know, that's the sign of a possible, I'm not a doctor, guys, of a possible beginning of a hiatal hernia when your acid comes up, especially at night, you know, and it hits
no,
you in the morning.
No, it's not acid coming up. No, I don't have acid coming up. No, no.
Oh, all right. Well, they want you to look at the diet, and they're going to give you a spiritual, not a psychological, but a spiritual background to what you're experiencing. But could you give me a song, Anna, any song that comes into your mind?
So it's got to say goodbye to the suburb.
Okay.
And
all right.
Darling,
and I got it. Nice voice, by the way. So the first 10 seconds that you were on, they shouted the word joy to me. The spiritual basis of what you're suffering with right now is joy. You need more joy. So does
yes,
she?
Yes, I lost it.
Yeah, well, you have to get it back, and you're the only person that can get it back. And did you lose it because you lost something or somebody? What did you have to say goodbye to?
I had to say goodbye to a guy, but he's still in my life. He stayed.
He's still in your life physically.
Yes.
But it's a true statement that you do not have the spiritual connection that you did with him at one time.
Well,
the loss of something in that relationship is the source of why your body is bringing this to your attention.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense to find out what that is.
Yes. Hold on. Give me a movie, please. This is for everybody, by the way, around loss.
When Harry Met Sally.
Okay. So when Harry met Sally, it didn't make any sense. It was kind of a mistake. It was all, you know, kind of set up, you know. Can you trust that can happen again?
Yes.
They're giving me the words again. Because you're holding on to something that could have been when Harry met Sally, but it wasn't. Do you know that?
No.
Okay. They really want you to look at the relationship you're in and go, is this the joy of the relationship that reminds me of when Harry met Sally? Because when you said that, with your whole vibration went up, Anna. When Harry met Sally. Yes. There was so much joy in there. That's the joy they want you to have in a relationship. And you're grieving because you don't have that.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. Get it back or get yourself in alignment with the relationship you have so that you can have that. But one way or another, you've got to get yourself back in harmony with the joy of relationship.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, you're right. Yes,
okay.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Yeah.
Yes.
I just heard the barrier break. All right, darling. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you see, we've got a little theme going. The joy of money, the joy of the relationship of money, the joy of the relationship with your guy or your woman, the joy of your body and loving your body and accepting your body. The joy of the relationship is what creates the relationship you want in everything in your life. Okay? All right. Let's see. We're going to Maryland in Colorado.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
So I worked for other folks for about 30 years, and recently, about 2 months ago, I was terminated from position and a job that I thought I really loved. And,
yes, hold on. They're saying to me, what a blessing. What a blessing. Do you realize this was a blessing because it's time for you to move on?
Thank you. That's just what I was going to say. I think this is a good thing. I think it was a good thing because I do want to now become a little bit more authentic in my path. I do need to create through work, or at least, challenge myself in a way that I'm mentally stimulated and with people.
You bet.
And, enjoying doing good things. And so I'm open to create this path for myself. And I am a little bit feeling like I'm a little bit like in the dark, because I was so used to this kind of structure of relying on others for income and, being part of another organization, and now I'm feeling more like this call to be more independent.
Okay,
and
but
so,
stop, because they want you to know, and I can attest to this because of the healing work I do, you are always a part. You're just going to be a part of a greater whole. You're going to be serving a bigger company of humanity. Yeah. So when you make that connection, okay, that the business that you're joining now is a business of humanity, and where do you want to take your services into that business? It's a great perspective to have. You're never alone. You're always working with other energy. And so they want to invite you to just sit down and start writing out all the things that give you joy. And this is for everybody. What gives you joy? Everything. Like, I could do this healing work 24/7. I never thought I'd like something more than acting.
Mm-hmm.
But this, for me, is my calling. Do I heal when I act too? You bet. You bet. Because you heal by the vibration that you are. Okay?
Right.
Write down everything that makes you happy, and then go, I'm creating what my purpose is around everything that's on this list. And the more you do that and open yourself to information channeling in, the more guidance you'll receive. And then yours is to follow that guidance. Do you understand?
Okay. Yep,
okay.
I do.
Okay.
Can I?
And yes, go ahead.
I wanted to ask about the compensation and the idea of bringing, compensation in for that at a good amount that I want. How do I bring that piece in as well?
Like you do everything, you get in harmony with receiving and allowing the money to come in. And that's all about loving yourself and knowing your self-worth. So when you really believe and know that you are offering something that helps people's lives and helps the empowerment, from selling shoes to being Abraham Hicks, when you really know that your service is worth something for the worth of people out there, your energy will be behind it. And money is just an exchange of energy, you see.
Yeah.
It's just a way we exchange energy and go, here's part of my energy, thanking you for the energy that you're giving me. That's all it is. So get in harmony with knowing your self-worth and that exchange of energy. All right, darling?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank
really
you. That goes for every single caller we've had and everybody that's ever going to listen to this. Lynn in Los Angeles, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
And happy Thanksgiving to you and your
family.
Thank
you.
I want to know what part of me is working against myself around bringing in the next thing for me to around
Lynn,
work.
These are exactly the words they're giving me. The only thing that's working against you is your belief that you are. Seriously, those are exactly the words. Can you know that all of you is on board and in alignment with giving Lynn what she wants?
Yes.
There's no part of you that's fighting that anymore except the belief that there is.
Okay.
Yeah, well, let's all look at that. So can we all move into acceptance right now in this moment that I accept that I'm giving myself all the good that I want, that I'm worth it, and I'm allowing it to be delivered to me? Every single part of me is on board with that right now, claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. It's done.
I love that. Now,
I love that too.
Now, is that also what has been going on with hormonal stuff with me?
Yep.
Okay. And I'm dating somebody, and he's not everything. He's just a part of my life. And I'm keeping it that way. But I have this sense that we both are doing that because we're a little afraid more than in a practical way of kind of like not trying to move too quickly. Does that make sense?
Well, sure, it makes sense. And it goes back to the same thing.
Okay.
So do you know that you're creating a relationship which is exactly the relationship you want? If you don't, move away or get yourself into alignment and go, Lynn, everything you're doing is working for your highest good. That's how much I love me. So know this relationship's right and move into it.
Okay.
Either way, you have to get yourself in harmony, and fear does not allow harmony.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds great.
It's your answer to everything, Lynn. And I truthfully would have never thought to go there and go, guys, it's just time to let go of the belief that there's part of us that's not on board. That's brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's flipping brilliant. Because if we don't believe that all of us is on board, we're going to keep looking for the part that's not.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Whoa. Thank you for bringing that in, Lynn. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Let me see if I can get you off. There it goes. Donna in Philadelphia, I'm so glad you called back. I saw you were there and then you left. What's up?
Oh, hello. Thanks for taking my call. I've been in a really bad place lately. My husband had left me about 4 months ago. And
I'm sorry.
Listening to your show, it really already made something click. I was thinking it was my fault that he left, because whenever he was around, I would send off negative energy. I was miserable. And after he left, it was just so weird. I went crazy.
You went crazy in a good way or crazy in a bad way?
No, not really crazy, but just like, you know, crying and...
Yeah, but they want you to know what you already know. This was a big blessing to you. You were creating yourself around his negativity. Is that true?
I don't know if it was my negativity that made him leave or his that made me miserable.
Yeah. This is your opportunity to move into joy, honey. This is your opportunity to lead a, that's the highest word, a free life. Free is the highest word. You're free. And they're showing me butterflies. You're free. Can you find a way to move into your joy about being free? Because it was not your fault. It was not your doing. I would invite you to go listen to the free past life regression on my website. Yes, it's a past life regression. It's free to listen to. And she talks when she's taking me through the past life regression. She asked both my father and my husband, why did they leave me at such an early age? And both of them said, so that I could move into my own power. People, energy, oftentimes, more often than not, leave you, separate you, to give you the opportunity to move into your own power. Do you understand?
Right, but like now I don't know, things go through my head. I'm thinking, well, he was funny when I was, and he was okay when I was okay, but then when I started being withdrawn and distant, he went into a depression, but he was always kind of depressed. He was always a drinker, and I had very hard times with him in the past.
Yeah, but so then, quit blaming yourself, Donna. I'm telling you exactly what you have to do from your question. Quit blaming yourself. Go, holy heck, this is my freedom. I'm free. I can move back into joy, and I'm going to do it. However and whichever way I can. Do you understand?
Okay. Was it just that I just didn't want to be married to him and wanted to be free, or...
That's a big part of it, yeah. But you see, you could not bring yourself to be free and be in joy with him.
Oh, okay. I guess because of his, I don't know, energy, I guess.
Yes, but again, and I'm saying this to everyone, if you cannot create yourself by being in the energy you are in, if you can't bring yourself into harmony with joy and love for yourself, then you've got to remove yourself from the situation and make that your priority. And then once you know how to be in alignment with joy and love within yourself, then you create another relationship to come in and match that. But if you're going to stay miserable and guilty within yourself, every relationship that you create is going to come in to match that. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. That's your answer. Be grateful and joyful that this is a time that you get to work on yourself, Donna, and recreate yourself as the joyful, powerful person that you actually are. Thank you for calling, darling.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You bet. Well, I tried to get to everybody, guys. Sorry, we had a lot of callers today, which rocks my boat. A lot of great things coming up in December. Christmas and New Year's falls on Sunday. Those shows will be new, but they will be recorded. They're correcting me. They will be new and they will be recorded. Very, very valuable things and information for you to listen to by our listeners who have agreed to tape their private sessions and bring forward information for you. Next week, we will be live. Be there, be square. And guys, this was an amazing show. Remember, love yourselves and move into joy. This is the season of joy. every season of your life can be this if you create it. Till we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.